Hey, this is Kyle Clark. You're listening to the podcast version of Next. Catch us live weeknights at 6 Mountain Time on 9 News and streaming live same time on 9 News Plus. Email me anytime at next@9news.com. Next conversation today is a closing argument in the Democratic primary for governor, joined by Attorney General Phil Weiser. Thank you for your time. Appreciate
it. Thank you for having me, Kyle.
So within the last hour or two, Colorado Supreme Court just knocked down the effort by Democrats, which you supported, to redistrict Colorado's congressional seats to give Democrats more power. This is a response to what Republicans are doing elsewhere. You haven't read the ruling. It was unanimous against this. Do you think Democrats should drop it, continue to pursue redistricting?
I need to read the opinion to give you a real answer. I do think there could be ways we can still move forward. The principle here, as we talked about earlier, is when you have this unfair effort across this nation, all these Republican states, to do mid-cycle redistricting, if Colorado does nothing, we are basically complicit in giving those pushing this effort an unfair advantage. I believe we have to be willing to do our part to do mid-cycle redistricting here. If there's no legal path, there's no legal path, but I need to read the opinion to know if there is.
When I talk to Democratic primary voters who are undecided in your race, they tend to break down into three different types of concerns. I'm going to offer each of them to you so you can speak to that particular undecided voter. Okay? I hear from folks typically on the more progressive left end of your party who say that they don't really hear a bold progressive vision from you or Michael Bennett, so they're thinking about sitting out this race. What do you say to that voter?
I say to that voter, do you want a candidate backed by out-of-state billionaires, corporations, and dark money? Because that's the campaign Michael Bennett's brought to you. Or do you want a candidate who wants to take on Citizens United here in Colorado, do something about who controls our elections? I'm running a people-powered campaign. What you can know as a voter in Colorado is I fight for you. I took on a mega grocery store merger, major corporations. I'm taking on Ticketmaster to break them up. I'm taking on Google and Meta. So for people who feel frustrated, they think, politics isn't about me, it's about the big corporations. Look closely at my campaign. I'm fighting for people. I'm not afraid to take on anybody.
Second concern I hear from undecided Democratic primary voters in your race is the idea that they see you and Michael Bennett as somewhat interchangeable in terms of ideology and see you both as a continuation of the Polis administration, and they're not necessarily motivated to get involved in this race if you'll just be a continuation of Jared Polis and his policies.
We could have a whole nother interview how I'm different from Jared Polis, both on substance and on style. I want to first take your point on Michael Bennett, then the one on Jared Polis. Yes. Michael Bennett has a lot of experience as a senator. A lot of times in the campaign trail, he's talked about what he's done in the Senate. And the few times he talks about plans as governor, like he talks about a cap and invest plan, he can't describe what the plan is. We had a debate, Colorado Sun hosted it, where the question was, is this plan closer to $50 million or $5 billion? He couldn't answer it. What I can answer with specifics is how I lead on a state level. And I would lead in a way different from Jared Polis. We need to make sure our government is working creatively for people, listening to people. And a lot of people feel like your government is distant. You're not listening to me. When the Durango Herald endorsed me, the one major newspaper to endorse in this race, they said Phil Weiser has crisscrossed all 64 counties in Colorado, building meaningful relationships along the way. I've been doing this work in a meaningful, bottoms-up way, serving Colorado, fighting so people can afford to live in their communities, taking on how we protect our land, air, and water, protecting public safety, and so much more. We need a proven fighter, a proven builder as an ex-governor. The best result, and you've talked about this, Phil Weiser for governor, Michael Bennett for Senate.
Last concern that I hear from folks who are undecided in your race is what we talked about during the debate, where it's folks who have supported both you and Michael Bennett in the past. They like or really like both of you, don't dislike either of you, and are just kind of stuck. What I tend to hear from those voters is, I think they'd both be a fine governor, but they're not moved to choose. What do you say to that voter?
We have to choose, and we have to choose what's best for Colorado. And I got at this in the last answer, and it's really important that people think about it. Michael Bennett will be chair of a committee this fall when the Democrats take the Senate, the Agriculture Committee. Colorado will be well served to have his seniority, his relationships, his expertise. If he were to be governor, unlike me, he doesn't know state government. He's never worked in state government in an executive role, which means he'd have a multi-year learning curve. I'm ready on day one. My answer to those voters is you can have us both. You can have us both in the positions we can do the most good for Colorado.
Last question I'll ask you in this campaign. What is something that you are hearing from voters out there that has not become part of the media conversation about this race or the more broader conversation about this race?
When you raised this in the debate, I talked about it, and it's interesting that people keep saying, I wish this conversation wasn't so much about who can fight Trump. I'm proud of my record fighting Trump. 66 lawsuits and counting, we're one close to 40, I will stand strong, I'll never bend the knee. Another difference, obviously, with the commutation of Tina Peters. But what people are missing is how much work I've done fighting for young people. We had a gun violence prevention forum led by young people, and I talked about my commitment to gun violence prevention. I've talked about my commitment to youth mental health. More people die by suicide, young people, than die in homicide. I put out an ad called Future about my commitment on these issues, including commitment to building a mentoring program so young people have hope and connection, and a Colorado Corps calling young people to service. That resonates across Colorado. People are worried about our next generation who are hurting. They want a governor who's fighting for a next generation, as well as so they can afford to live here and that we can be safe and we protect our land, air, and water. What Colorado needs to know is I am a fighter. I'm a scrappy fighter. I'm a proven fighter. I'm also a builder who's going to build a better Colorado for all of us. We can afford to live here and for our next generation.
Phil Weiser, appreciate your willingness to take questions.
Thanks for the time.
Yep. Thanks for listening to the podcast version of Next. Catch us live weeknights at 6 Mountain Time on 9 News, streaming live, same time, on 9 News Plus. Email me anytime at next@9news.com. Next producer is Mallory Harris. Our digital producer is Marilyn Moore. Our visual editor is Jeff Sartell. Our reporters include Marshall Zellinger, Mark Salinger, Angeline McCall, and Evan Kruel. Misty Montano is 9 News' digital director. I'm Kyle Clark. I'll see you next time.